The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, April 23rd. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 9. That's how many of China's top 10 films in terms of gross this year are domestic productions. It could become a source of concern for Hollywood. Filmgoers in China have rushed back to movie theaters as lockdowns have eased in the country. China's box office numbers for 2021 through April are set to surpass last year's total sales. But the people heading to the movies in China are increasingly interested in homemade productions. The only foreign film to crack the top 10 was Godzilla vs. Kong. Experts say movies that were made in China are resonating more with local audiences and are improving in quality. Hollywood will aim to increase its screenings and ticket sales in China throughout the rest of the year. Pandemic lockdowns have complicated the rollout of blockbuster films produced in the U.S. A stronger showing in China could help keep Hollywood afloat as the pandemic continues. The next number up is 2.97%. That was the average rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage as of Thursday, according to mortgage giant Freddie Mac. Why is that noteworthy? Home prices have skyrocketed amid strong demand among millennials and a nationwide shortage of homes for sale. And for the first 3 months of the year, mortgage rates were climbing, rebounding off of the record lows caused by the pandemic. The rise in mortgage rates threatened to create affordability challenges for home buyers. But this month, rates have fallen despite signs that the economy was strengthening. Economists still expect mortgage rates to rise throughout the year. But the recent drop in rates will offer a reprieve for homebuyers as the peak spring purchasing season kicks into gear. Our last number is $2 billion. That's how much ticket reseller Vivid Seats was valued at as part of a merger deal with a blank check company. It's the latest sign of optimism for the live events industry. Horizon Acquisition, a special-purpose acquisition company backed by private investment firm Eldridge Industries, is planning to merge with Vivid Seats. Special-purpose acquisition companies, which are also known as blank check companies or SPACs, are created for the purpose of merging with a private company to take it public. Eldridge itself is betting more than $300 million on the deal. Like other companies associated with live entertainment, Vivid Seats has suffered during the pandemic. It saw an 85% drop in order volume between 2019 and 2020. But the company was able to reduce expenses enough to keep cash flowing despite lower sales. Now that many Americans are vaccinated against COVID-19, the company is optimistic that people will want to resume attending sporting events and concerts. How quickly those events can start happening again in earnest will depend on how fast lawmakers work to reduce restrictions on crowds. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, April 23rd. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day, but what policy changes should investors be watching? Washington Wise is an original podcast for investors from Charles Schwab that unpacks the stories making news in Washington and how they may affect your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/washingtonwise.